请弟兄姐妹啊，你跟你周围的人讲 Happy Easter 好吗？
Please say, please greet each other with Happy Easter.
历史上的今天早晨是人类最重要的早晨。
Throughout history, this morning is the most important morning of all mankind.
因为这是复活的清晨。
Because it's a day of resurrection.
那耶稣基督复活是全球基督徒所庆祝的一件大事情。
The resurrection of Jesus is something that all Christians celebrate globally.
我们基督徒的信仰就是它的核心就是基督。
The core of our belief, the foundation, is Jesus Christ.
基督的降生，基督的受难，基督的复活，基督的升天和基督再来。
His birth, death, resurrection, ascension, and his return.
那复活是核心，是中心，是轴心，是根基。
The resurrection is the cornerstone, the foundation of our faith.
如果没有复活，降生没有什么意义。
If there is no resurrection, there is really no point in his birth.
他降生的时候，天使说：“报给你们大喜的信息。”
When he was born, the angel declared, "Now there's a news, a good news of peace."
如果基督没有复活，那不是一个大喜的信息。
But if there's no resurrection, then it's not a joyful, peaceful news.
为什么他死了
？Because he died.
星期五他被钉在十字架上。
He was crucified on the Friday.
如果没有复活，他以死亡而告结束。
If there's no resurrection, his end would be his death.
这不是一个大好的消息。
And this is not a good news.
如果基督没有复活，当然不会有升天，也不会再来。
If there is no resurrection, then there is no ascension or his return.
所以今天我们在一起是要庆祝耶稣基督的复活。
So as we gather today, we are celebrating his resurrection.
全球有25亿基督徒一起来庆祝。
We have 2.5 billion Christians celebrating this today.
那这是什么一个概念呢
？I want you to kind of picture this.
中国的总人口加上印度的总人口加上欧洲的总人口，这么多人一起来庆祝。
It's the population of China plus India plus Middle East all worshiping Jesus.
因为这是太重要了。
Because this is important.
没有复活就没有基督教。
If there's no resurrection, there is no Christianity.
没有复活也不会有教会。
If there's no resurrection, there is no church.
也不会有你和我成为耶稣基督的门徒。
We wouldn't be here following him.
如果复活不在我们心中扎根
，If the resurrection isn't in our heart，
作为一个基督徒，你没有力量
；If it doesn't take root， then you have no power in this life。
作为一个基督徒，你根本没有真正的喜乐、平安和安全感。
As、Christians， you will not have the true joy and peace。
但对很多人来说，好像非基督徒，我们的朋友们，他还没有认识主，他说啊，复活就是一种象征。
To many of our friends who are not Christian, they may say, "Oh, resurrection is just symbolic."
Oh, 你看看这个春天来了，树绿了，花开了。
Springtime comes, the flowers are blooming, grass are growing.
大地复苏了。
The land starts to come back to life.
我告诉你，耶稣基督复活不是一种象征。
But I'm here to tell you that his resurrection is not symbolic.
是一个历史事实。
It's a historical fact.
现在人说耶稣基督复活是一种神话。
Some people say his resurrection is just a myth.
在现在这个时代，怎么会相信这种事情？
How would you believe that if you like live in modern time?
讲这样话的人是表示一件事实。
Those who say things like that,
你读的神话故事不够多。
You haven't read too many like mythical stories.
如果你读了很多的关于神话故事，你就发现耶稣基督的复活绝对绝对。不是神话。
Because if you have read many myths, you'll realize that his resurrection is nothing like that.
它跟神话有本质的区别。
There's a fundamental difference in it.
首先，我告诉弟兄姐妹和朋友们，耶稣基督是一个历史的人物，他来到这个世界。
He's a historical person. He came into this world.
他不是传说中的人物。
Jesus isn't a fictional character.
不是一种神话中的人物。
He isn't just some mythical character.
这是最古代。犹太的一个历史学家叫 Josephus.
This is a historian from Jewish group called Josephus.
他提到了耶稣基督被他被钉十字架。
He mentioned in his writing about Jesus being crucified.
他说在比拉多时间，我们中间的领袖控告判处钉十字架的这位耶稣。
He was the Christ when Pilate, upon hearing, accused by men of the highest standing among us.
另外一位罗马的著名的历史学家帕西图
another famous historian in Rome.
他提到了耶稣基督
He mentioned Christ.
因为公元64年的时候他大火焚烧了整个罗马嫁祸给基督徒
Because during 64 AD, there was a fire that engulfed Rome, and they were blaming the Christians for it.
所以他们都提到了耶稣基督的名字和他十字架
So they both mentioned Christians and Christ.
这两位都不是基督徒
And neither of them are Christians themselves.
两个都是严肃的历史学家
They're just historians.
所以耶稣在上十字架的时候大概是上午九点
So the crucifixion of Christ probably took place at 9 o'clock in the morning.
到中午的时候天地一片黑暗
By the time around noon, there's darkness throughout the land.
到下午三点钟的时候他去世了
At 3 p.m., he passed away.
他挂在十字架上整整六个小时
He was hung on the cross for 6 hours.
但是他三天以后他从死里复活了。
But on the third day, he rose from the grave.
那我现在跟弟兄姐妹来分享，朋友们来分享。
And I want to share with you this morning.
耶稣其实从死里复活不是一个偶然的事件，碰巧发生的事情。
It wasn't an accident. It wasn't a coincidence.
这是上帝救赎计划的高潮。
His resurrection is a planned climax in God's salvation story.
是上帝故事，上帝大故事的一个高潮。
It's a story of God's climax.
圣经里面讲，耶稣基督从死里复活，以大能显明他是神的儿子。
Because the Bible tells us his resurrection tells us that he is God.
他通过复活来告诉你，他绝对不同于一般的人。
Through his resurrection, it tells you that he is different from all of us.
上帝给我们一个证据。
God gives us one evidence.
犹太人。
The Jews.
大家知道今天的世界的犹太人大概1600万人。
There's about 16 million of Jewish people today.
我不是讲犹太人的好和坏，我是讲犹太人作为一个整体，他的见证。
I'm not here to criticize whether they're good or bad. I'm talking about them as a people group and their story.
在诺贝尔奖的历史当中他占这个诺贝尔奖的获得者犹太人占 20%
In the history of Nobel Prizes there are about 20% winners are Jews
这是非常罕见的
This is very rare
他们占总人口多少你知道吗只占总人口的 0.2%
In the world population they only compose about 0.02%
可是在整个诺贝尔奖获得者他们占 20%
But in the field Nobel Prizes they are 20%
我们中间耳熟能详的伟大的人物，像说弗洛伊德、马克思、什么爱因斯坦、卡夫卡，都是来自这个民族。
And when we think about all the famous scientists and politicians and leaders, they all came from this group.
在人类历史上，没有任何一个民族像这犹太人。
There isn't a people group like the Jews.
而犹太人流散在世界2000年。
And they've been around for about 2,000 years at least.
他们没有自己的国土和家园。
For 2,000 years, they didn't have their own country and their own land, their own government.
也没有个统一的政治结构。
They didn't have a government structure.
直到1948年他们复国。
It wasn't until 1948 they reestablished their nation.
是在就民族凝聚力来说，是在世界上是绝无仅有的。
The way they're so cohesive as a people group with our nation is unheard of.
亡国两千年，重新复国，靠的是什么
？They've been destroyed for 2,000 years, and they were reestablished. What was they based on?
你说哦，他们是一个很强大的民族。
You can say, oh, they are a strong people group.
No,
they're not a strong people group.
而是他们有强大的信仰。
But they have a strong faith.
他们相信与神所立的约。
They believe in the covenant that God has established with them.
上帝拣选这个民族。
That God had chosen them.
要让他们保留、保存旧约圣经。
God has reserved them so that they can reserve the scripture.
保存旧约当中关于弥赛亚的预言。
So they can reserve all the prophecies about the Messiah.
这就是上帝的幽默所在。
This is God's humor.
犹太人作为一个民族，他还没有完全的接受耶稣基督为弥赛亚。
As a people group, they have not yet received Jesus as their Messiah.
他们不接受耶稣基督是上帝的儿子。
They don't receive Jesus as the Son of God.
这就是奇妙之所在。
But this is where it's a mystery.
如果从一开始整个犹太人都接受了耶稣基督
，If all of Jews received Jesus at first,
你会知道发生什么吗
？Do you know what will happen?
当我们讲耶稣来到这个世界，有旧约的预言 预言他受死，预言他降生在何处，预言他受死，预言他复活。人们想，哦，这是基督徒啊，根据耶稣的故事编写的。
If all the Jews have received Jesus as their Messiah, then people would look at Christianity and say, oh, Jesus is just a made-up savior based on all the prophecies.
上帝使用这个民族保存了弥赛亚的预言。
But God used this people group to reserve the scripture.
可他们不接受耶稣基督是弥赛亚。
But they don't receive Jesus as Messiah.
这让我们看见一个件事情。
To show us one thing.
耶稣基督从死里复活这个预言不是基督徒自言自话自说的一件事情。
To show us that the resurrection of Christ wasn't something that the Christians made up.
是有真正的历史见证。
But it's a historical based event.
在圣经的里头关于耶稣基督从死里复活是有预言的。
There are many prophecies in the Old Testament regarding his resurrection.
也就是说事情还没有发生之前上帝预先告诉你这位弥赛亚要受死然后要复活。
It means that God has already told us what's going to happen even before the resurrection took place.
公元一千年多左右。
Around 1000 AD? BC.
圣经说四篇第十六篇第十篇十六篇第十节因为你必将我的灵披在阴间也不叫你的圣者见朽坏
Psalm 16:10 says Because you will not abandon me to the grave nor will you let your holy one see decay
弥赛亚不会死的
Messiah does not die
他死但是不会永远停留在阴间
He will not stay in the grave forever
这是谁当然是指耶稣基督。
This is pointing toward Christ.
然后在公元前七百年左右
And then around 700 BC,
以赛亚再次先知预言弥赛亚。
Prophet Isaiah writes in chapter 53 here.
他说你看到一个受苦的仆人。
He said, you will see a suffering servant.
他死了。
He will die.
可是他延长年日。
But he will prolong his days.
他看见自己的劳苦。
He will see the work of his effort.
他死了怎么可能会延长年日
How can he see his work and prolong his day if he dies?
所以圣经很清楚地预言这位救世主要来到这个世界为我们受死然后要复活。
So the scripture tells us that Jesus will come and he will die and he will resurrect.
不仅如此圣经当中有一个奇特的现象。
And then there's something really interesting in the scripture.
圣经当中有一个叫做第三天的奥秘。
There's a mystery of the third day.
为什么强调第三天那么重要
Why is the third day so important?
你看亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候第三天哎，他得回了儿子以撒。
When Abraham was offering out his son Isaac, it was on the third day.
出埃及记以色列人第三天，上帝降临。
When the Jews were leaving Egypt, it was on the third day that they saw the Lord on Mount Sinai.
那是表示跟上帝之间开始和好。
It's a kind of restoration between them and God.
然后你看约拿，他被大鱼吞灭了三天三夜。
And in the book of Jonah, you see Jonah was swallowed up by the fish for 3 days and three nights.
那先知何西亚，他就说，两天他必使我们苏醒，第三天他要让我们兴起。
And then Prophet Hosea says, after 2 days he will revive us. On the third day he will restore us.
我为什么要举这些例子？
Why do I want to give you all these examples?
耶稣基督从死里复活不是一个偶然的事件，是上帝计划的一部分，是上帝大故事的一个高潮。
Because I want you to know that his resurrection isn't an accident. God had planned this.
就在圣经这里头，第三天的奥秘，它起源于创世纪。
And this mystery of the third, you can even see it in the creation.
你们有没有看到圣经里面，创造有六天，上帝用六天时间创造。
In the story of the Genesis chapter 1, the story of creation, you see that God took 6 days to create.
每一天创造结束的时候，上帝就说，很好，非常好。
At the end of every day, you see God says, it was good.
到了第三天就不一样了。
But it was a little different on the third day.
第三天上帝讲了两次，创造很好。
There's a repetition that took place in the third day.
上帝说 it is good.
God said, it is good.
一次不够。两次 ，it is good.
It is good.
为什么第三天要有双重的 称赞呢
It's almost a double blessing on that third day. It was good, he repeated twice.
第二天上帝的创造上帝没有说 it is good. 上帝没有说
Because on the second day, God didn't say it was good.
因为水上下分开整个创造没有结束
Because the creation wasn't done. There was a separation of water and land.
所以第二天没有称赞是第三天双倍称赞的前提
There, because there was no blessing on the second day, it was a prelude to the third day of double good.
这让我们思想耶稣基督在坟墓里度过的第二天，那就是星期六。
It almost symbolically tells us about that Saturday when Jesus was lying in the grave.
那 Saturday, 星期六那一天也是沉默的、分开的，开始没有任何值得称赞的。
It was a day of silence, a day of division, a day that was not complete and there was no blessing.
所以整个旧约里的第三天是指向耶稣基督复活的这个奥秘。
But everything in the scripture on the third day, that mystery of the third day was pointing toward the resurrection of Jesus.
是指耶稣从死里复活是双倍的好。
It's to say that the resurrection of Jesus is double blessing.
因为耶稣基督从死里复活打破了死。和罪的咒诅
because he breaks the curse of sin and death,
而且他带了永生的盼望
and he gives us hope of eternal life.
这叫做双倍恩典
So this is the double blessing.
他不单是赦免你的罪，救你脱离死亡，他让你成为神的儿女，有永生的盼望
Not only has he forgiven your sins, but he also gives you a new identity as his sons and daughters.
我请大家用一个大脑想象。一个巨大的博物馆
I want you to picture a gigantic museum.
里面有各种各样有关真理的书籍
In this museum, you'll find all kinds of books containing truth.
犹太人就像这个图书馆的看门人
And the Jews are like the guardians to this museum.
他手里拿着通往这个真理宝库的钥匙
They have the key to unlock the door.
他自己不进去
But they don't enter.
然后告诉你有一扇门可以进入真理。
And they tell you there's a door that you can enter in to find truth.
所以犹太人在这个世界当中是一个可以研究、可以观察、跨越千年的上帝存在的肉身的证据。
So Jews is that historical evidence that we can observe and see that God has special plan through this group.
当你看到一个民族漂流两千年而不消失。
When we see this people group wandering around for 2,000 years.
这不是偶然。
It is not a coincidence.
这是一个正在发生的一个神迹。
It is a miracle that is still happening today.
不管他们是好还是坏。
Whether they're good or not.
他们是一个见证。
They are a testimony to who God is.
这告诉我们什么？
What does this show us?
上帝没有隐藏自己的奥秘。
God does not hide his mystery.
他在历史的舞台上展示他救赎的证据。
God is displaying his salvation through history.
让我们再从耶稣基督的门徒来看。
And let's take a look at Jesus' disciples.
这些门徒，他们恐惧战惊。
They were afraid. They were living in fear.
当耶稣被钉十字架的时候，他们都躲藏起来。
When Jesus was crucified, they fled and hid.
他们胆气。
They were scared.
他们保命。
They're trying to save their own lives.
这什么改变了这帮人
？But what changed them?
从胆怯的一群人变成一个为耶稣受死的人。
A group that was fearful and running away to a group that are willing to give up their life for Jesus. Because they went to the grave and saw that the grave was empty. And not only was it empty, Jesus revealed himself to them. Totally transformed their life. There are a lot of religions in this world.
Many religious leaders have died.
All their founders are dead.
你知道这边的清真寺是在麦地拉，就是沙特阿拉伯的麦地拉。
This is in Saudi Arabia in Medina.
穆罕默德在公元第七世纪的时候，他死的时候就葬在这个清真寺的下面。
In the 7th century, when Muhammad died, he was buried here at the Prophet's Mosque.
这边是佛教的佛陀，他死了。
On the other picture, to your right, this is the temple for where the Buddha was buried.
他死于印度的居斯拉罗。
He was buried in Kushinagar.
为了纪念他，这儿建了一个大涅槃寺。
And so they built a temple to remember his death.
可是耶稣基督 没有坟墓。
But Jesus doesn't have a grave.
坟墓是空的。
Because the grave was empty.
那尸体去哪儿？
Where's the body?
那有人说耶稣没有真死了，因为是昏迷了，放到坟墓里面，温度很低，他就苏醒了。
Some people say Jesus didn't truly die. He kind of went to a coma, and once he's in a grave, he woke back up.
你这样想是因为你小看了罗马的军人。
You might think that because you don't understand how cruel the Roman soldiers are.
罗马军人不是吃干饭的。
They don't just sit on their butt and receive a salary.
Very good translation. Very good.
You got me there.
他们经过无数次战役，他知道怎么处死一个刑犯。
They don't just sit on their butt and twirl their thumb. They are warriors, they're soldiers. They know how to kill a prisoner.
如果他们失败了，那他们自己要赔偿生命。
Because if they fail at their job, it would cost them their own life.
他说耶稣的尸体可能是门徒偷走了。
And some might argue, okay, maybe the disciples stole his body.
这就是当事人所说的这个流言，就是说耶稣的尸体被门徒偷走了。
And they were trying to spread that rumors that the disciples stole the body.
但是这个讲这种话的人从来不好好用大脑思想一下。
But when we think harder, you realize there's a failure in its logic.
你知道耶稣没有复活，尸体是你自己偷的，你知道，然后你宣讲耶稣复活，你就知道这是一个谎言，是个欺骗，自己的谎言，自己编造的谎言，自己知道这是欺骗，然后你传讲这个谎言，最后为这个谎言被鞭打、被羞辱、被扒皮、被砍头，你愿意吗？
Because if you knew that you stole the body and everything you're telling people is a lie, would you be willing to lay down your life to be stoned and to whipped and to die for this lie?
我给你举一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
我们中间很多年轻人可能不知道尼克松总统水门事件。
Many of you probably don't know about Watergate and President Nixon.
大家知道水门事件的时候，那共和党的一帮领袖潜入民主党的大楼，窃听他们的谈话。
During the Watergate event, I don't know which party is which. Is it 共和党还是民主党？ Which one is which?
Okay.
But they were spying on each other. The parties were spying on each other.
你知道这个人叫 Carlson。Charles Carlson, 他是尼克松的高级幕僚。
And this guy is named Charles Carlson. He is the chief of secretary for Nixon.
他们那个团队都是极度忠诚、权位极高、聪明过人的精英组成的。
And they're the elite of the elite. They're super brilliant.
当水门事件暴露之后
，And they're super loyal to Nixon. But when the Watergate event came out,
为了保总统的权力，他们这个团队达成共识，说我们绝对不能透露中间任何的奥秘秘密。
To protect the president, they came together and decided we going to collaborate and not tell the truth.
但是你知道，他们在一起要守密达成的共识，保存多久吗？两周。
And they were only able to keep that pact for 2 weeks.
因为面对牢狱之灾，面对这个名誉扫地，加上 FBI 的压力，他们崩溃了。
Because they're facing imprisonment and investigation for FBI, they collapse under that pressure within 2 weeks.
然后这些精英们互相激发，然后呢找那个检察官要跟他做一些交易。
And start making deals with the investigator and trying to sabotage each other.
你可以看到这个世界上最有权势的人为了一个共同的利益来编造的谎言，可是在生命和前途受到威胁的时候很快就崩溃。
So when you see these world leaders who collaborate to fabricate a lie, they collapse within just 2 weeks.
但是门徒们呢？
But if you look at these disciples,
面对残酷的迫害，没有一个人反水。
None of them deny their faith.
你看这些人没有一个是死的，受重症，除了约翰之外。
None of them die easily.
我举一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
门徒们知道坟墓是空的，基督复活了。 不单单是一位孔粉墓，而且他们亲眼目睹这位复活的基督。
The disciples knew that Jesus was resurrected not only because they saw the empty grave, but they saw Jesus.
他们宁愿为耶稣受羞辱、受鞭打，最后被杀害。
They are willing to give up their life, to be whipped, to be stoned, to be crucified.
我其中要讲一讲这个人，就是耶稣的兄弟。
And I want to talk about this Saint James, who is brother of Jesus.
耶稣没有复活之前，他不相信耶稣。
Before Jesus was resurrected, he didn't believe in Jesus.
耶稣向他显现之后，他彻底改变。
But Jesus appeared to him, and his life was changed.
当时的宗教领袖抓住了他，让他要否认耶稣。
And the religious leader captured James and asked him to deny Jesus.
当时是逾越节。
It was during Passover.
你知道我们现在正在逾越期间，从一号到八号是今年犹太人的逾越节期间。
And right now we are in mid-Passover, from April 1st to April 8th.
所以很多的犹太人去耶路撒冷要过节。
So many Jews came to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover.
然后呢，犹太的那个宗教当局把他带到圣殿的殿顶，要当着众人的面说，你要否认耶稣，你不要敬拜耶稣。
And the religious leaders brought Saint James onto the top of the temple and says, deny Jesus.
他说 no.
And he says no.
我看到人子坐在至高者的右边，他要驾云再来。
Because I saw the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of God, and he will return.
然后那些人把他从殿上推下去，他整个骨头摔碎了，整个身体啊，骨头全都摔碎了，趴在地上。
And they pushed him off the temple wall, and he fell, and he was just splattered on the ground.
还有最后一口气息，人家说你要信，你要否认耶稣，我们来救你。
Even with his last breath, they're asking him, deny Jesus and we will save you.
Said no.
And he says no.
耶稣是我的主，我敬拜他。
Because Jesus is my Lord and I worship him.
最后那些暴民们用石头把他打死。
At the end, they stoned him.
所有的使徒们都为耶稣殉道了。
All his disciples died martyrs.
如果耶稣这尸体是他们偷的，他们知道这是一个骗局，一个谎言，他们知道自己制造这个谎言，明白这是虚假的，他们愿意这个谎言去舍命吗？
If they stole his body and they fabricated a lie, would they give up their life in this way?
在这个世界，许多人为错误的理想、错误的理念去献身。
In this world, a lot of time we give our life to falsePromises.
但有没有人，有没有见到一个傻瓜？我知道一个谎，一个骗局，我知道这是假的，然后我为我的骗局去受死，有没有这样的人？
But we really don't find people who are willing to die for a lie that they believe it's a lie.
你欺骗是因为了权，为了利，像水门事件那些人，他们图的是权和利。
You might lie for power and fame.
但这些门徒图的是什么？
But what do the disciples stand to gain?
什么也没有。
They don't gain anything.
耶稣复活向许多人显现，像雅各、像保罗、像五百人，当时还活着，向他们显现。
Jesus appeared to James, to Paul, to more than 500 eyewitnesses.
所以耶稣复活不是一种幻觉，而是有群体的见证人。
So it's not just a delusion, but it's a historical evidence.
一个被羞辱的处死在十字架上的人，他靠什么改变了世界？今天有25亿人来跟随他。
How does someone who's hung on the cross, humiliated and crucified, change the whole world that now there's 2.5 billion people following him?
为什么今天是2026年？
Why are we in 2026 right now?
因为他降生那一年。
Because the birth of Jesus
在公元纪年开始。
Split our time into BC and AD.
如果没有基督复活，
If there's no resurrection,
最合理的结局是什么？门徒全都逃离，门徒四散。
If Jesus didn't come back to life, the most reasonable thing to happen is for all the disciples to fled.
然后故事到此为止。
And then the end of the story.
但恰恰相反。
But it's the opposite.
门徒充满着勇气和胆量，宣告福音。
You see these disciples filled with courage to proclaim the gospel.
然后教会产生。
And the churches were born.
今天的福音仍然向全球在传播。
And the gospel is spread to all to the ends of the earth.
这是什么？
And what is this?
因为耶稣基督复活了。
Because he is risen.
你什么样的残酷的迫害打不垮教会。
There is no form of persecution that can destroy the church.
因为教会的根基是基督。
Because the church is founded on the resurrection of Jesus.
今天很多人他不是没有证据，而是愿不愿意接受这个证据。
It's not because we lack with evidence. Sometimes the challenge is, do we accept the evidence?
一旦你接受这个证据，是意味着什么？审判是真的，复活是真的，永生是真的。
Because if we receive these evidence as true, then it would tell us that there is judgment, there is resurrection, there is eternal life.
我讲了这么多，我想大家可能有点想要打瞌睡了啊。
Maybe you are falling asleep after this long sermon.
那我现在告诉你，这位复活的主跟我们今天的生活有什么关系？
But I want to spend a few more minutes to tell you, what does this resurrected Lord have anything to do with our life?
让我们一起来读这段圣经，一起来。
Let us read this together.
过了安息日，抹大拉的玛利亚和雅各的母亲玛利亚，奔撒罗米拿了香膏，要去告耶稣的身体。七日的第一日清晨，出太阳的时候，他们来到坟墓那里，彼此说：“谁给我们把石头从我们开呢？”那石头原来很大，他们抬头一看，这些石头已经滚开了。他们进了坟墓，看见一个少年人坐在右边，穿着白袍，就甚惊恐。那少年人对他们说：“不要惊恐，你们寻找那钉十字架的拉撒勒人耶稣，他已经复活了，不在这里，请看。”安放他的地方，你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得说，他在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他，就如他从前所告诉你们的。他们就出来，从坟墓那里逃跑，又发抖又惊奇，什么也不告诉人，因为他们害怕。耶稣复活和我们什么关系？
What does his resurrection have anything to do with us?
第一件事情，
The first thing,
耶稣复活告诉你，许多担心的事，就像一块大石头一样压在你的心上，神已经把石头给挪开了。
His resurrection tells us that all the things that's in your life, the stone of worry, God has already rolled it away.
这些妇人们，这些女士们跟我们一样，他们不相信复活的。
These ladies, just like us, they don't believe in resurrection.
怎么可能有复活呢？
How could that be?
从来没有见过。
I've never seen it before.
一抓一个人来给我告诉我，他从死里复活的，历史上没有这种事情。
We can't find anyone that has done that before.
他们知道耶稣死了。
So they knew that Jesus died.
所以他们带着香膏来要膏抹耶稣的尸体。
So they brought spices to anoint him.
我们现在有殡仪馆给死者做一些美容，在古代是用香膏来膏抹身体，让身体看起来好看一点。闻起来好闻一点。
So in ancient time, they would bring spice and anoint the dead body so it's more presentable.
换句话说，他们来探望耶稣的尸体，不是期待有任何的改变。
So when they came to visit Jesus' grave, they weren't expecting anything to change.
他们来到坟墓面前是要死亡打交道。
They came to deal with death.
他们失去了耶稣，他们心碎，他们难过。
They're heartbroken. They came to mourn.
他们爱基督，这是为基督做的最后一件事情，就是膏抹他的身体。
Because they love Jesus, this is the last thing they would do for him.
但是有一件事情一直在纠缠他们的心。
But there's something that's troubling them.
香膏准备好了。
We had the spice.
他们起来的很早。
We woke up early in the morning.
然后一边走。一边担心
as they're walking, they're worried.
他说：“我们去看这个坟墓，坟墓门口有个很大的一块石头，很大很大。”
They're saying to one another, "As we come and visit, there is that giant boulder."
那个石头在不像我们现在在美国哈，在古代的这个墓地是一个山里面做一个洞，山坡上做一个洞，然后洞门口有块大的石头挡住那个门口，那个石头。至少 1.5 灯。
So they don't bury us like we do today in cemetery. They carve hole into the mountain and they would roll a stone to block the grave. And that stone at least weighs at least 1.5 tons.
几个妇人知道不可能凭自己的力量 把这个大石头给滚开。
So these ladies know they cannot move that stone.
所以他们的心中一直在忧虑。
So it was troubling them.
怎么办？
What are we going to do?
这在告诉我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，告诉我们什么？
This tells us something.
我们每个人心灵深处都有很多担心的东西，就像一个石头一样压在我们的心上。
There are many things that weigh on our heart, just like this boulder.
我们一边走一边担心。
As we go through life, we continuously worry about this stone.
我的孩子怎么办
？What about my kids?
我的婚姻出了问题怎么办
？What about my marriage?
我的身体疾病怎么办
？My health.
我的工作压力这么大怎么办
？The pressure from work.
我的失败了怎么办？
My failures.
我心中那道坎，我过不去怎么办？
The thing that I can never overcome in my heart.
有时候我们夜晚睡不着。
Keeps me up at night.
翻来覆去的睡不着。
Keeps me turning back and forth in bed.
越想心越是下沉。
The more I think about it, the more depressed I get.
越想越觉得心非常的沉重。
It weighs on our heart.
但是我告诉弟兄姐妹。
But let me tell you this.
这些妇人们心中担忧。但他没有停止脚步。
Even though they're worrying about this boulder, it did not stop them from visiting Jesus.
他们的大佬告诉他：“你去看耶稣没有用啊，那大石头挡在门口没有用，白跑了。”
Their mind might be telling them, "What's the use of going? You cannot move that stone."
可是他们的心告诉他说：“我知道可能没有用，但是我要行动。”
But their heart tells them, "Even if it doesn't work, I am still going to move."
对神的爱，对基督的爱，来催促他们，推动他们。要去看
，because the love of God, love of Jesus, compelled them.
当他们到达的时候，发现石头已经挪开了。
And when they arrived, they realized the stone was already rolled away.
一路担心的问题，神早就替他们解决了。
The stone they've been worrying about this entire time, God has already rolled it away.
神解决问题的速度，往往比你担心的速度更快。
The speed that God deals with our problems is often faster than we think about it.
在座的弟兄姐妹和朋友们
，Friends, family,
今天压在你心中那块大石头是什么
？What is weighing on your heart?
今天我知道有些人来到我们中间，心中是带着石头来的。
I know some of you carry a big boulder in your life.
门徒们带着忧虑。带着爱，他们跨出一步。
And you see these ladies with their worry and their love, they step out in faith.
上帝已经提前为他们成就了。
And God has already removed that boulder for them.
神不一定提前告诉你的答案，但他常常提前预备你的道路。
God might not tell you what the answer is, but God oftentimes will prepare your way before you.
因为他们真的爱基督。
Because they truly love Jesus.
基督知道他们的心。
Jesus knows their heart.
第二点。
The second point I want to make.
很有意思的一件事情。天使告诉这些门徒们。
It's interesting because this angel says to this woman.
他说他不在这里，他已经复活了。
Says he's not here. He has been raised.
我告诉弟兄姐妹，这句话只有在此时此地是好消息。
This sentence here.Is only good news at this very time and location.
耶稣在伯大尼是好消息，耶稣在耶利哥是好消息，耶稣在加拉是好消息，耶稣在海边也是好消息。
Jesus at Bethany, at Galilee, at Jerusalem, those are good news. He being there is good news.
在这坟墓里面，天使说他不在这里，他复活了。他不在这里，他已经复活了，那是特大的好消息。
But the saying, he is not here, is a greater news at this time and place.
但下面一句话就让我们莫名其妙了。
But then it confuses us a little bit as we read.
他告诉门徒说，耶稣在你们一先往加利利去了，在那里要见他。
Because the angel tells the woman, go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee.There you will see him.
为什么要去加利利去见耶稣？为什么去加利利要见耶稣
？Why go all the way to Galilee?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹和朋友们，记得一件事情：
I don't want you to remember something.
加利利是生活世界
，because Galilee is their day-to-day life.
是生活的现实
is their reality.
加利利是打工人的世界。
It is where they work.
那里有海，有网，有渔船。
It's where they fish.
那里面有市场，有税吏，有罗马驻军。
It's where there's a marketplace and where you have to pay taxes and deal with the Roman soldiers.
门徒早早起来撒网，收网。
Disciples have to wake up early in the morning to go out into the sea and to mend the net.
你想象他们手上全是鱼腥的味道，身上全是海水的味道。
They smelling like fishermen.
很辛苦，要赚钱养家糊口，还要交税。
Life is hard. You have to work hard, make a living, and pay taxes.
今天你们的税交了没有啊
？Did you pay your taxes yet?
好辛苦，是不是
？It's hard, isn't it?
还要交税。
And you have to pay taxes.
这是现实啊。
And this is reality.
这是生活实践，就是这样如此，对不对
？This is their reality. This is their day-to-day life.
而且生活不是天天有感动，日日有新鲜的事情，不是的。
And you don't have that fresh anointing revelation every single day.
今天去撒网，明天呢还要撒网。
And you go out fishing today. What do you do tomorrow? You go and fish again.
今天上班呢，明天还要上班。
You go work today. You go work the next day.
那今天有忧虑呢，明天还有忧虑。
You have worry today, and it stays with you next day.
今天忙。明天最好不忙，可能吗
？And if you're busy today, is it possible that you won't be busy tomorrow?
生活的节奏往往就是这样。
And this is the rhythm of our life.
在家里，在你生活的世界里头，有人不喜欢你的家人都不喜欢你，家人也不信你，可能嘲笑你都有可能。你周围的朋友可能不理解，也嘲笑你。你的老板对你并不友好，对不对？倒不是所有的老板都是如此啊，公平一点。
Life is not nice to you. Like in the life of Galilee, your family might not like you, your boss might not like you, your neighbors might not like you.
在你的真实的生活的里头，有的时候你讲很蠢的话，做很蠢的事，心中很难过，很忧伤，对吗
？And in your realities, oftentimes we do dumb things and say dumb things.
那在现实生活当中，有的时候别人会伤害你，对吗
？And we get hurt by people.
有的时候我们会流泪
，and we cry.
我们觉得自己好受委屈。
And we feel sad.
这就是我们的生活，就是我们的柴米油盐的生活。
And this is just our ordinary life.
这是加利利。
This is Galilee.
复活的基督告诉在座的所有的弟兄姐妹和朋友们。
And the resurrected Lord tells us all of us.
你们不仅仅是在教会里头遇见神。
You don't just encounter him at church.
你在你的办公室里头可以遇见他
，But you encounter him in your office.
在你的厨房里头可以遇见他
，You encounter him in your kitchen.
在你的工地可以遇见他
，You encounter him at your work.
在你的实验室里头可以遇见他
，In your laboratory, you encounter him.
在你的教室里头可以遇见他
，In your classrooms, you encounter Jesus.
在你的菜市场里面可以遇见他
，In the marketplace, you encounter him.
在你的病床上可以遇见他
，Even on your hospital bed, you encounter him.
在你的亲子的关系里都可以遇见他
，In your parenting, you encounter him.
在疲惫的夜晚，你睡不着的时候，基督仍然在你的身边。
When you're exhausted but you can't fall asleep, you encounter Jesus.
在老板的臭脸面前，你也可以遇见他。
And when your boss is giving you attitude, you can still encounter him.
问题你有没有个渴慕遇见他的心？
But do you desire to encounter Jesus?
我鼓励我们在座所有的弟兄姐妹，每天早上开始的时候，说主啊，请与我同行。
I encourage you every morning when you wake up, you say, Lord, will you walk with me today?
因为你是复活的主。
Because you are the resurrected Lord.
我渴望在我的生活的世界里头遇见你。
I desire to encounter you in my life.
在我生活的每一天的真实里头遇见你。
In my own reality that I will encounter you.
因为你是复活的主
，Because you are the risen Lord，
你与我同行
，Because you are with me，
你可以托住我
，You can uphold me，
只要你在我身边
，If you're with me，
我就有盼望
，I have hope。
第三
，The third point，
有一句话很温暖我的心
，It gives me so much encouragement。
天使告诉他说：“你去告诉门徒和。”
In verse 7, you see, but go tell his disciples and Peter.
三个字，和彼得。
And Peter.
请大家先跟我说，和彼得。
Say it with me, and Peter.
和彼得。
And Peter.
为什么讲这句话
？Why pointing out Peter specifically?
彼得是跟随耶稣的一个门徒。
Peter is a disciple that followed Jesus.
他在耶稣没有上十字架之前，他非常相信自己的勇气和忠心。
Before Jesus was crucified, he was very sure of himself.
众人都背叛耶稣，我不会。
He says, "If everyone to betray you, I will not."
耶稣，我可以为你死。
I will die for you.
这是他一个良好的愿望。
He had a healthy desire.
可是当危险真来临的时候
，But when danger came,
他三次否认了耶稣。
Three times he denied Jesus.
我不认识这位耶稣。
I don't know him.
我从来没有见过他。
I've never seen him before.
我发誓我没有见过他。
I swear I've never seen him.
当他三次否认耶稣之后，他哭了。
And on the third time he denied Jesus, he remembered what Jesus said and he cried.
他内疚。
He was filled with guilt.
他自己谴责自己。
He was cursing himself.
他知道什么是对的，可是他信不出来。
He knew what was right, but he didn't have the strength for it.
他知道我要对耶稣。忠诚，有朋友也是如此。我要忠诚于我的朋友，我知道，可是我做不到。
He knew he was supposed to be faithful and loyal to Jesus, but he couldn't do it.
我不应该否认他，可是我否认他。
He shouldn't deny Jesus, but he did.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，在我们的生活中，常常有这样的一个时刻，对吗
？And we have moments like that in our life.
我知道，我知道，不要发脾气。
Like I know I'm not supposed to get mad.
可是我还是发脾气。
But then I lost my temper again.
我知道，知道不要忧虑。
I know I'm not supposed to worry.
就我就是忧虑了。
But I'm still worrying.
我知道，知道不要去仇恨苦毒，可是我还是仇恨苦毒。
And I know I'm not supposed to hold a grudge and have bitterness, but I can't help it.
我知道不要老是想到自己，家里会搞得很乱，就我还是想到自己。
And I know I'm not supposed to be selfish and think about myself all the time, but I do that.
不是不知道，而是做不到。
It's not that we didn't know, just we can't do it.
彼得在经过基督十字架的时候，他突然发现自己比自己想象的更软弱。
When Peter was encountered with the crucifixion of Jesus, he realized he's a lot weaker.
他认为自己很刚强。
He thought he was strong.
但十字架显明他很软弱。
But the crucifix, the cross revealed that he's weak.
谁不软弱呢
？We're all weak.
但是耶稣基督的复活。比你想象的让你知道你更宝贵。
But his resurrection lets you know that you are delighted.
上帝不放弃你。
That God does not give up on you.
彼得会想我完了。
Peter might think, I'm done.
我无脸见耶稣。
I can't see him anymore.
我否认他怎么还算是他的门徒呢
How can I call myself his disciple if I deny him?
可是复活的早晨耶稣点名找彼得。
But then on that resurrection morning, Jesus said, and Peter.
这意味着什么?
And what does that say?
神的恩典比你的软弱更强大。
God's grace is more than sufficient to cover your weakness.
上帝的恢复比你的羞耻感更深。
God's restoration goes beyond all your shame.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹和朋友们，很多时候我们为自己做的事，我们骂自己。
A lot of time, you are cursing yourself for the things that you've done.
我做过的事太糟了。
That I failed.
我废了，我完了。
I am done for.
我伤害了我最爱的人。
I hurt the person I love the most.
我怎么可以伤害我的父母和我的亲人呢
？How could I hurt my family and my parents and my spouse?
我怎么做出这种蠢的决定呢
？Why would I make this decision? This stupid.
我为什么说那么狠的话、毒的话呢
？Why was I so harsh with my words?
为什么在婚姻中我要背叛他呢
？Why did I betray my partner?
Oh, 我离开耶稣时间太久了，我心很冷淡，再也回不去了。
I've left Jesus for so long, my heart is cold. I don't know how I can come back.
我已经失败到无法回头了。
I have failed to a point of no return.
神不要我了。
God wouldn't want me anymore.
我们有没有这样的时刻
？Do we have moments?、Like、
但是今天我要告诉弟兄姐妹
，But I want to say this to you,
上帝不会放弃你的。
God does not give up on you.
彼得是一个失败很惨的人。
Peter failed utterly.
可是复活的早晨，主耶稣首先点名要找的人就是彼得。
But on that Easter Sunday morning, Jesus called out to Peter.
告诉彼得你可以重新开始。
And tell Peter you can start over.
不要让失败来定义你。
You are not defined by your failure.
复活的主要重新开始你的人生。
The risen Lord is starting over again in your life.
你的过犯很大。
Yes, you failed.Miserably.
但神的恩典更大。
But God's love is sufficient.
后来彼得怎么样?
What happened to Peter?
后来彼得成为教会的柱石。
Peter became the foundation of the church.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，主改写了彼得的人生故事。
The Lord changed his story.
他可以改变我们的人生故事。
He can change our story too.
在神的眼中，没有一个人是无用的人。
None of us are useless in his mind.
没有一个人是无可救药的人。
None of us are unsavable.
没有一个破碎的人，没有任何一个破碎的人是神不可以重新开始的人。
There is no brokenness beyond him.
最后一点。
And lastly,
这些门徒们很有意思，他们听到天使显现基督复活以后，圣经一句话说，他们恐惧，他们惊讶，他们沉默不说话了。
And it's interesting, when they came out of the tomb, the women were filled with terror and amazement, and they couldn't say anything because they were afraid.
这个非常有意思，弟兄姐妹。
And this is interesting.
当他们走进坟墓的时候，他们知道得很清楚，我在探望一个死人。
Because the morning when they're going to the tomb, they were expecting to see Jesus' body.
我们在座的没有一个人不明白一件事实。死亡率是百分之多少？多少
？We know this fact that all of us will die.
无论是有钱无钱
，Whether you're rich or not，
聪明愚蠢
，Smart or dumb，
这个是比百分比是多少？百分之百
？100% that we will all die.
我们在我们的身边，我们常常见到我们周围的人一个个的消失。
We see people pass away in our
我们的亲友、我们的邻居、我们的同事一个个离开世界。
Our family, our neighbors, our coworkers.
所以在我们的生活当中，我们对死亡是有一定的经验的。
So we do have some experiences with death.
人跟所有的动物不一样，人是有意识的走向死亡。
We're different from animals. We are consciously going toward death.
我们心灵深处有一种恐惧。
There is a fear in us.
因为我们人生要走向那个方向。
Because we know that's all we're heading.
我们有很多的事情压制这个心灵深处的恐惧。
And we try to suppress that fear.
我们忙工作，不去想它。
Let us work hard so we don't have to think about death.
忙孩子，不去想它。
So get busy with parenting so we don't have to think about death.
忙娱乐，不去想它。
Fill our life with entertainment so we don't have to think about it.
然后我们用科学理性来告诉自己啊，人就这么回事。
And we use science to say, oh, this is just what life is.
我们试图逃避死亡。
And we're trying to run away from this fear.
因为如果死亡是一切的结束，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，人生没有永恒的意义。
Because if death is the end of all things, then there is no purpose to our life.
公义、良善、仁爱、赦免，没有永恒的价值。
There's no point in love, in righteousness, in kindness.
也对人好也没有什么价值。
There's no point being nice to someone.
你怎么玩法，就是几十年时间。
However you live, that's just the time that you have.
我们明白这个道理。
And we all understand that.
就当我们思想死亡的时候，我们多多少少明白这个道理。
So when we think about death, we all kind of come to the same conclusion.
但是为什么这些妇女们，她们恐惧、战惊、沉默呢
？So why do you see that these women leaving the tomb with terror and fear and silence?
因为有复活。颠覆了我们所有的认知。
Because resurrection turned their world upside down.
我们这点理性，这点人生经验，这点人生阅历，无法理解复活的生命。
They do not have any experiences to understand resurrection.
因为这种生命是超越时间和空间的生命。
Because a resurrected life is beyond time and space.
上帝的创造我们的目的就是把这种生命赐给我们。
And God created us to receive that kind of life.
所以耶稣从死里复活是告诉我们，这就是上帝创造我们要给我们的那种生命。
And his resurrection tells us God created us so that we can have this life.
今天我们在死亡和罪恶的捆绑之下，我们无法理解这种崭新的生命。
And it's hard for us to understand this kind of new life when we're still under the curse of sin and death.
就像我有一次跟朋友们讲，我说当我们身体复活的那一天，我们不但是有五官呢啊，不但是五官打开，我们可能有十官打开啊。
I was kind of sharing with a friend one time, like when we have the resurrected body, not only we have our five senses, maybe 10 senses. Multiple.
那是完全不一样的生命，
崭新的生命。Because we'll have a different kind of life.
这些妇人们太恐惧了，不可理解，不可思议。
When they saw resurrection, they were filled with terror and amazement.
但是他们知道一件事实。
But they knew one thing.
耶稣复活了。
They knew that Jesus is alive.
他战胜了死亡。
That he's risen and he overcame death.
因为他复活。
Because he's resurrected.
人生有意义。
There is meaning in life.
公义有意义。
Righteousness has meaning.
良善有意义。
Kindness has meaning.
赦免有意义。
Forgiveness has meaning.
你成为一个什么样的人有意义。
The kind of person you become starts to have meaning.
因为将来我们要站在复活的主面前。
Because one day you and I will stand before the Lord.
很可爱的这一群妇人们。
We'll be together with these women.
他们不完全明白。
They don't fully understand.
但是他们行动了。
But they start to act.
他们开始不说话。
They were silent.
因为没有语言可以表达。
Because they didn't know how to express with words.
但是终究他们开口了。
But then they started speaking.
他们传讲耶稣基督复活的信息。
They started telling people that he is alive.
他们不是完全都明白才行动。
They didn't quite understand everything, but they started acting.
但是他们开始行动。
They started moving.
我要在座要为我们的幸福小组来感谢主。
I want to thank God for our Joyful Life group.
你们不是什么都明白了才传讲耶稣。
You don't understand everything before you start speaking about Jesus.
但我们开始行动了。
But we start to act.
我们传扬耶稣基督为我们死，为我们复活。
We start to say that Jesus died and was resurrected.
他是我们的生命。
He is our life.
这个世界有很多人告诉你某某人是大师，某某人是天师，某某人告诉你人生的道理。
But a lot of things tell you about life and meaning and angels and whatnot.
但是只有一位告诉你，我就是生命，我就是道路，我就是真理。
But only one person tells you, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
所以这是为什么我们要传讲耶稣。
And that's why we share and proclaim Jesus.
我们这次有十个中文小组，还有两个英文小组，一共十三个小组在传福音。
We have a total of 13 groups declaring that Jesus is the risen Lord.
我们要宣讲基督，基督是我们的盼望。
That Jesus is our hope.
我们为教会所有传福音的弟兄姐妹、支援的小组弟兄姐妹一起鼓掌，好不好？为上帝
使
用的弟兄姐妹。
For all the brothers and sisters who've been involved.
那最后，我要跟弟兄姐妹一起来祷告。
And I want to pray as we conclude.
如果我们中间是第一次来的，你可能不能完全的明白福音到底是什么。
If it is your first time, you might not understand what is this gospel that they're talking about.
但是我。为你祷告，希望你打开你的心门。
But I want to pray for you that God will open your heart.
你可以对主说：“耶稣啊，我愿意。”
That you'll be able to say to Jesus, "Jesus, I'm willing."
我知道历史当中没有一个像你。
There is no one else like you in history.
在我们中间有些弟兄姐妹可能很久没有来教会了。
Many of you haven't been to church for a long time.
你就像这些带着香料的女子们。
Maybe you're like these women with the spices.
心中疲惫。
You're exhausted, you're tired.
心中有担子。
You're filled with a boulder, a rock, and stone in your heart.
但是记得耶稣不在死人子里等你。
But remember that Jesus does not wait for you in the world of death.
他在你的生活的每一天。
He is in your everyday life.
他在等候你。
He's waiting for you.
如我们中间有是彼得这样的弟兄姐妹。
And maybe some of you are like Peter.
你觉得自己完了。
You feel like you're done.
自己出绝了
you failed.
自己不配
You're not worthy.
你记得主提名召你
I want you to know that the Lord calls out to you specifically.
我们的主，我们的神，我们称谢你的名
Our Lord, our God, our Savior, we praise you.
你是道路、真理和生命
You are the way, the truth, and the life.
你死了，又复活了
You were crucified and resurrected.
你成为我们的生命，成为我们的复活。
You are our life and our resurrection.
愿你的光照进我们内心深处。
May your light enlighten us.
你让坟墓门口的石头滚开。
That you roll away the stone from the grave.
不是因为你需要。
Not because you need to.
而是我们需要。
Because we need to see it.
我们需要进入空坟墓，见到你的作为。
Because we need to enter into the empty grave to see your mighty work.
你胜过了罪恶，胜过了死亡。
That you have overcome sin and death.
请你在我们生活的每一天，你与我们同行。
That you walk with us in every single day.
也许我们中间为失去的亲人在忧伤。
Maybe some of us are saddened by the loss of family members.
但你是复活的主。
But you are the risen Lord.
我们将来在你的面前要见我们亲爱的家人朋友。
We'll one day stand in front of you with our families.
主你爱我们。
Lord, you love us.
你为我们倾倒你的生命。
You have poured out your life for us.
你从死里复活，胜过了死亡。
You have resurrected and defeated sin and death.
你是我们复活的主。
You are our risen Lord.
你是昔在今在以后永不改变的主。
You're the everlasting Lord.
你是阿拉法，你是欧米伽。
You're Alpha, you're Omega.
你是真光中的真光。
You are the true light.
你是我们的生命。
You're our life.
我们敬拜你。
We worship you.
我们称谢你。
We praise you.
我们说哈利路亚，称谢复活的主。
We praise the risen Lord.
哈利路亚，赞美主。我们将祷告祈求奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你，感谢你在十字架上的付出。因着你的复活，我们的生命充满了希望。因着你的复活，因着你活着，我们不再惧怕。我们知道，无论是我们的昨天、今天还是明天，都在你的恩典之中。因他活着，
我们
听
你的计划，请起立，让我们一起来敬拜。
Don't be